welcome to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. And we are actually in our studios in downtown Lansing. Well, part of us are. Okay, our favorite guest here that's joining us today, of course, is Carrie Rosagana. She is the CEO and the president of the Capital Area Michigan Works. And it is so good to have you on, especially veteran services and the things that you're doing for them. So let's talk a little bit about that and start off with a definition here. What is a veteran?
Sure. Thanks, Chris, again for having me. This is a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. I am married to a Marine Corps veteran, so talking about Veterans Day always brings me a lot of personal pride for the things that our service members do in our country. So for Capital Area Michigan Works, a veteran is someone that we define as who has served for 180 days in active duty and who has been discharged from the military for any purpose other than dishonorable. It could also be someone who was released from duty due to a service-connected disability, or someone who served during an active period of war and received a campaign ribbon that was authorized through the military membership during that time. So it's really, we have three different categories or buckets that someone can fall into for our purposes as a veteran.
So there's a term floating around, priority of service for veterans and eligible spouses. What does that mean?
So priority of service is terminology that comes from U.S. Department of Labor. And what it simply means is priority of service is available to connect individuals who are veterans or eligible spouses to our resources, our workshops, and our programming if there's ever space that's limited. So an example of that would be that if we had a workshop that held 10 seats in it and we had 11 people who were interested and one of those was a veteran or an eligible spouse, that person would be able to take that last seat within the workshop as part of this process. We also make sure that we inform all of our veterans and eligible spouses when they come in of our services. We know that sometimes veterans aren't disclosing that status right away, so we try to just make it a natural conversation with them to make sure that we get them connected to where they need to be in our service center.
So let's talk a little bit about your service center and what services you do afford to veterans.
So one of the partnerships that we really feel makes us unique as a Michigan Works agency is we partner with this group called Invest Vets. And it's a collective group that brings together veterans and their family members to connect directly with employers, as well as other organizations that can provide supports to them. Right now with COVID, of course, you can imagine we're not meeting in person to do those services, but we do still have virtual events that are available to make sure that the veterans can get connected to those opportunities.
So, Carrie, what other services are available to veterans?
We work really closely with the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as the Michigan's Veterans Affairs Agency. And these are both governmental departments that really offer a wide range of services to our veterans, including workforce development. In addition, they offer educational assistance, family assistance, healthcare resources, and connections to scholarship opportunities to help them as they're moving into civilian life. We also know that the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency has set up a really fantastic program called the Veteran Friendly Employer Program, and that launched in 2013. There are currently 10 different state departments that are deemed as veteran-friendly employers in the state of Michigan out of 18. And we're really proud to see that Michigan is really taking a leadership effort to make sure that we're getting all of our veterans connected. We try to make sure that we are making sure the veterans who come to us are aware of not only the resources that we have within our Capital Area Michigan Work System, but also within the region and across the broader state, because we want to give our veterans for the services they provided to our country all of the resources that they need to succeed.
So, Carrie, speaking of veterans, you are now a veteran as the CEO. How long have you been in this position?
Since July, but it sure feels like a while longer because of this wild ride that we've all been on with COVID. But, you know, it's really been a fantastic transition. And I think for me, being a veteran of our system since 2007, it really has been a smooth transition. And I just feel very fortunate to be able to help support anyone who needs support in our community, especially right now.
You know, it's kind of interesting because going into COVID-19, one of the biggest factors that was really playing in the business community was getting people, as you know, which is why we did T3 and a number of other things. Has that changed?
We are still hearing that there are people who are struggling to find individuals, especially we're hearing that in our manufacturing industry. I think with all of the different variables and barriers that are at play that are a little bit unique right now, with so many students who are home with their families because of virtual learning, as well as just the fear of what the process is, we know that those employers now more than ever still need to get the services that they need from us to get them connected.
All right. So I was wondering, when we were coming out of this thing, when we come out of this thing, what if we would go back to normal and have the same situation that we had before? And giving that perspective means that that is still kind of underlying that people need. Now, I wonder if it's a function of bodies or if it's a function of skills. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's both, Chris. I think that it's a matter of finding the right basic skill set to enter into a position and then being able to train the individual to be successful in that position.
Well, you're doing a great job there. And we'll look when we come out of COVID-19 for you continuing that great work. And thanks for the update on veterans, a group that really needs our attention. So
absolutely. And thanks again for having me, as always.
Carrie Rosengana, CEO of the Capital Area Michigan Works. Thanks for being with us on the Michigan Business Beat. On the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with more.